Thing you joined quickly.
I was gonna go start a Marvel game. How are y'all? Oh, one of those days.
So you drew the short stick, not to be the one with him.
Ooh. Oh, what was that? So have you been doing more spec-driven development Ew. Ew. Raw deck. They did the that what was it that Reddit story? They were talking about how they just had to come all over their code base because of cumulative sums. No, he's doing that like 800 billion parameter model on a MacBook. All he has to do is downsample everything.
I had a no. I had some interviews today because I just can't stop interviewing. But this is for a venture capital multi-strat company that is venture capital all the way to public companies. And it was the most fun interview prep I've ever done. Just research like potentially emerging trends. And I was like, wow, this is fun. How photonic chips can help scale AI and all that stuff. I'm like, wow, this is great. This doesn't feel like a real job, but it's cool. People are hopeful from before that for a lot of these chips because they're not looking to replace the GPUs or CPUs necessarily. The first step is to just like basically replace the copper wiring between GPUs and hard drives. Because that wiring is slow, heat intensive, and energy intensive. But if we're able to do that with like photonic based bridges, you could drastically increase time and then also help like load larger models quicker, load larger data sets quicker, have less of an energy burden. No. People still want to do that. People still want to do that. But that one's a while from now. It was also funny because I met with one of the partners and they were just like, "What are you most excited about?" I was like, "Obviously, I think quantum computing would be amazing, but like, I think we might be landing on Mars before that happens." And then the founder's like, "But we should be doing both of those things, right?" I was like, "Yeah. Ideally, we will be landing on Mars and have quantum computers." But I just thought it was funny how the guy's like, whoa. You don't believe in Mars?" And I was like, "No, whoa." I was like, "I don't know how much you bought of SpaceX, but." Oh, we're a long way away from quantum. Those are cool. Yeah. 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 One of the photonic companies is called Light Matter. I think they have 4.8 billion in fund or evaluation currently. But there's also like the heavyweights for basically NVIDIA's said they were working on this last year. So it's like once NVIDIA dials that in, it'll be pretty dope. Yeah.
Oh, is he the one that's hired on the hot girl team? Yeah, you said there's one PM that only hires women and then decides to hire. Oh, so the one of the sociopaths in London likes you. That's a good sign. Oh.
His circumstance bonus, Josh gave it to me. You said I wasn't allowed to know it was classified. So it's just not on me. Besides Argo. Oh, man, guys. I wasn't allowed to know.
Who rolled that? I knew it was either Mike or me, so I was really hoping it was Mike.
You can save it as a proto if you wanted that, right? Or an array. That just makes it gross for no reason. It does? It's not worth setting up because it just makes every lookup like a terrible. Just saying. Yeah. So modern SQLite doesn't have it, but it does have JSON, so that's the recommended. All right. So for your identification, Foundry doesn't let us roll any more than 999 on any part of the dice spot. I don't know. Yeah. I still kind of think there should be a rule in Pathfinder that if you crit, you have the option to roll another die. And if you get anything besides a d20, it's gone. But if you get another d20, it turns into a super crit. I was gonna say smaller dice are actually more chaotic, right? Because then they're more likely to have more rerolls. Lower variance. Yeah. But if I do a fireball and I upcast it and I have like 66, that's a good chance.
Yeah, now you have like some weird geometric series.
Well, it's also like I remember when I was chatting with some like physics professors for WPI when I was going to go there. They were just like, all of math is just really algebra. Calc is really just some like fake algebra, and then you just really try to make it algebra again. Calc is really just like, what if we just said this number's zero, you know? Like, what if we just say if it gets close enough, it turns into that number, and then you're like, all right, cool. Now go back to algebra. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they did that in a. It's all trying to turn it back into it.
That was the power company.
And the problem is, like, they're just our butts. So that was the energy company. I have a solution for this. Oh, just once we start. Yes. Think, Mark.
No.
I told that story to Bailey because neither of us knew what nonces were. So then I was like, and then Josh was like, what did I say to make you think that? We were with you, Tanner. We had no idea. I just love Josh's horror when he was just like, what the fuck did I say? So,
yeah. So I have an idea, gentlemen. I'd like to chat with you guys before we go to bed, just the core group. So, part of my training with the scale, I worked with some pact brokers, and I learned the ritual Gaius. What if we make a constitution that everyone that's in our group were not allowed to hurt each other or our heart, unless we make a vote? That way, everyone signs it, and we know there's no spies. Well, that's why I got you guys here. You're the smart ones. um,
There is a feat in Gaius where basically it just says, like, I think the only way to get around it is basically with a wish, if I'm understanding this correctly. So this is not from the new architecture archetype that that is oiled slick walls and consecrate. So I removed those. I forgot to send that. Gaius, I got on Argyle. I asked if I could get Gaius and Angelic Messenger, and you said yes. So I asked for this a while ago. Yeah. By the way, there's a cool ritual feat. I think it's a third level, where you effectively just go drinking with your buddies, and then you black out, and then if you roll well, something good happened. But basically, it's just like a bender, which is so funny. It's a mythic spell, and I think you need like mythic diplomacy for it. Let's see if I can find it. But yeah, it's so funny. Butterfly bender. Butterfly bender. The cost is alcohol worth 20 gold. Oh wait, no, it's a medicine check. Yeah. Never mind. I was looking at a different mythic spell. That was like a. Yeah, but I don't have that spell. Band of Heroes, I think, is the. Yeah, it's the mythic one. But this isn't a bender. Well, people have to agree to it. People have to agree to it. I don't know why you wouldn't agree to it unless you're a spy, because I'm literally just like, hey, what about if we just don't hurt each other or hurt our heart? Like it's a constitution. And then if you want out, you can get out if we vote, as long as you're not hurting each other. Does that notify people on the breakage of it? Okay. Yeah. Butterfly Bender is really hysterical. I feel like that ritual deserves its own session. Like, that's not something you do just, let's just do this one. I feel like that's got to be, like, prepared. Yeah. The ritual is just being a Scotsman in Boston. Right, but Gaeth. Make a constitution. Effectively, someone else can handle. I can't do two checks. I can do the religion check. So effectively, we want Every member of the group.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I'd say we eventually do it. We might not be the first ones, but.
Yep.
No. Funny you ask. We need to find the rituals, or you need to take an archetype. Do we know where? Can I on our heart send a message over in the morning after we sleep to the other scale people to ask if they have the ritual spells? I'm still going to take the feat next level, but if they have the ritual spells, consecrate or oil slicked walls. One of them requires warfare lore, but I assume if there's someone on here that has warfare lore, it's going to be one of those people. They're uncommon. I know. Two. Which one?
Wait, how do you find out of the band?
I was just looking. Yeah, but those are for nerds. What were they using? How did this break something? I don't know why it's banned. It seems so situational. We can make the Strider slicked. So people trying to catch up. Great. Consecrate's actually, I think, less useful because we don't follow the same gods, but
it's mostly just for me. It's not on the top of my list, so don't worry about that one. Do they have oil slicked walls though? Did you say yes to the slicked walls? Yes. Yes. All right, I'll remove the other.
Great. Great, great, great. All right, guy. How are we going to
dive into the depths? Level 12.
Well, 12.
Wait, wait a second before we go. Radiant Arms, they said they were going to join with us. No, I know, but there was a thing with the hearts that they can connect, right? Yeah, so. Oh, I thought there was a separate thing because when we went to the that first heart that we killed, there was an option to just expand our territory and link it because I thought we were all paying the tithe together. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, just double checking that they joined. Okay. Do they want to move into our place? Okay. Okay. Our base is only going to get cooler and they're going to feel jealous. Yeah. What do you guys think about, before we go, giving Radiant Arms one of our laser weapons for them to start R&Ding on? All right, we're not using it. Yeah. Yeah. We're saying shh. And here's a the energy source. Yeah. Hopefully that gets us some if we were in like I don't know, Skyrim, there'd be like a plus faction rating. And they're like, ooh. Yeah. Yeah. They don't know. That counts as Corpion espionage. Yeah, but they tried to kill us with it, and we. Yeah, they were given confidence. Yeah, I think it's just theft. I think it's just grand larceny. I think it's different. Yeah. Methodology? They are. I helped the guy medicate his sorrows, and then I'm like, you have to get straight after this. Don't just be a drunkard, you know. We'll help out. We'll help out. Not that DSM. Cleanse affliction. We're going to the garage.
I'm making a yogurt bowl so someone can roll if they want. I thought it was 12, but then I thought I was just did a George moment and got confused. Okay, cool. I don't like that. So did you say there's 55 floors? Okay. General question. Is there like a trend in our world with a certain number? Okay. Okay. Ooh, those are good rolls. 36 or 34 religion. Then does 15 make me think of like, are there 15 rings of hell or something? Is that how this works? No, right? Okay. But there's only 15 active hearts now, and maybe they knew before the first tithe. This is just right in our faces, guys. Anyway.
It's not new. Maybe this was from a different group. We should ask our friends back. Other question, Josh. The other group that we were aware of that tried to make it past the wall or make it to the wall the other time, and they took a while. Because someone from Hildebrandt mentioned that this group, like he mentioned a group that made it there. Did they use a strider? Didn't in one of our one shots, one of that Strider die or blipped out? They stole it! They stole that fucking Snide Strider! And what are we looking for again? Yeah. Yes. Perception. I assume this is a sight check, right? Sorry, my this only works. I have an item that gives me plus one. That's why I always ask. 32 for me.
You guys want to go chat with him?
And we can bring fine wine and food.
That's better.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. 23, so it's a plus one. Argyle's like, I can make like a barrel of wine for you. Just you, or?
Yeah, like I. Yeah, are we like, are we allowed to do that?
I mean, I don't think Chuck gives a shit. Like, either he's gonna tell us no or he's gonna say yes. I don't think it, I don't think he's gonna look at us any differently. I'm gonna put it to you that way.
does the contract look like? What's your debt? Oh. Harlequins. How about 5 pounds of food or a gallon of fine wine? Well, once a week I bring you down a gallon. All right, how about 5 pounds? Yeah. I assume like everyone besides Argyle brings like actual edible food. Argyle brings that like slop, like nutritious slop that you can make. Even though the heart can make it, the heart now makes him slop because he's like, this is what I'm supposed to be eating. Yeah. Benny, grab it. Can Argyle go for the guy to hold him back? Well, he's probably not that high level, so. It's 10 plus the little man you have at the bottom. Johnny, do you have a negative dex? Or are you untrained? Oh, it's an athletics DC. Yeah, that was a reflex DC. Okay. Argyle's gonna start reaching for his axe, but not like actually grab it, but just be like.
Oh, I thought you were Bernie. That was good. I'm going to record his name. You don't have to give it to me, but just in case we want to meet him later. Manator. Okay. That's a crazy commitment.
Yeah, but you're gonna get ganked in the later stages of this. Grayson's gonna be like, ooh, every morning he walks down to the elevator to drop off sandwich.
Does Argyle's also just gonna do a look over of all the people here, and if anyone needs a quick little medicine, I can help out. Okay. But no one's like bleeding or anything that can patch up. Let me see what my medicine is. No, it is. Well, I got a fumble, so I'll take the hero point. Yeah. Sounds good. Am I able to update my proficiencies? I don't think it lets me update. I clicked on the little hand thing. Yeah, the proficiencies. No. No. That's fine. I'll do it later. But yes. All right, let's go venture forth. Man, guys, I was really willing to try to buy that guy out, but that's a lot of money. It's a lot of dough. Yeah. It would have been crazy if we summoned Chuck and he knew him and he was the same one. I don't know if that would have worked though. Chuck, I feel like would still. No, I know. No, that's where we'd have to summon him. Be like, oh yeah, man.
My best shareholders.
All right, well, that's concerning. Fair enough. All right. I can't. I can see a complete darkness, but I'd be the only one who can see. Should I look and then we'll just light a torch if we get jumped? Only one person needs to let it. Only a little bit. Are you gonna make a perception check, Johnny, then? Because if you, I was gonna mythic it if I was gonna be the only one looking, but since you are also looking, I will just leave it. I'll mythic it. Wait. Me and Benny in the front. There's two behind us. Well, our child doesn't need it, so.
8.
Language for undead, or is it? Okay, because it is Pathfinder, so I wasn't sure if it was Latin or actually for. Double checking my stealth is the same in Founder as Pathbook. Yes. I'm actually planning on, I can't listen to this music, so I don't know what it's saying. I'm going to put in my earplugs. I'll let the bird try to translate it. I don't know if this is some weird. It says it's the right one.
Let me try turning it on and off.
I didn't click anything. I just need to say that I'm trying to turn it on and off again.
Why? Oh no. I was going to say, should we try to understand it? But I think it's just. Yeah. I'll unplug my earplugs. Oh. To be fair, he warned us. That was sketchy.
Can I make a religion check to see if I know what that pendant is? Twenty-eight. What is it again? I kind of think we should just jump them. Okay. If we could back up like behind the corner, that might be great. So we can. Okay. Yeah. Do I just start swinging? No, I know, but like, do I cast a spell? Hey, Anzu, do you think they're unholy if they follow one of the signatures or six? Is that something Anzu can reason about? All right, I'll make a religion check. Okay, great. Yeah. Great. Okay, let me just see. What is this spell? 20-foot burst. We're all going to cast a spell at the same time, right?
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I mean, actually, are you going to counteract it? You're the one who's supposed to be able to counteract this stuff. Yes. Has Anzu ever thought about not becoming a psychic and just becoming a barbarian that beaks people? Yeah. Which one's the caster? I had a weird moment where, like, Tanner has so much space. And then I'm like, so does Noah. It's just everyone who's not in an apartment has rooms. There's different rooms you can go to. There's a room for his kitchen. Like, it's crazy. There's, like, doorways. It's crazy. Oh, we all rolled. Keeper of Lust. That last one, man.
Oof.
But anyway. Who's cast this? Was it Oculum 1? And which one's that? Okay. Right, great. Guile didn't like that. So I will 20-foot burst. Okay. I will cast this spell. And I'm gonna pull out that holy water I made about almost a week ago and fling it. And hit right there. And you'll need all of them will need to make a reflex save. I think I also get to roll this. Do I get to roll the spirit damage? Great. Great, 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 great. So another 16. 29 total. Yeah. And then I will. Sorry. I need to do this skill thing. Medicine. Treat wounds myself. And I get a mythic point. All right, I'm back to full health. The end of my turn. Wait, no, raise my shield because I have an extra action because of the flourish. That action no longer exists. Okay. Raise, there we go. That's an at will spell. That's crazy. Ew. This song should be playing. Ew.
What is it?
We had this before when we fought the... That's okay. I'm actually good at stopping bleeding checks.
Oh my god! When the Harlequin summoned these guys for us to fight, they were just summoning the minions from the ship. Remember with the wheel?
That makes sense.
I own the doctor's bloody waistcoat, so that's actually pretty helpful for this.
Yeah. That one did more damage than your double slice. I can. No, I can.
Yeah, I think there's an X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Can I show allegiance? Oof.
Yes. Okay. All right. I am going to treat wounds on Benster. They're still grouped up. Do you mind, guys? And I'll heal you next round. All right. Divine Wrath. I'm going to do Tear and skip that other one. And this only. No! Yes! Okay, great. So they're also the ones who failed are also sickened, and critical failed are sickened 2, slowed 1. Yes, I fried them. I will then use the spell Death's Call as my reaction. A living creature within 20 feet of me dies, or an undead creature is destroyed. I should get temporary hit points equal to the creature's level plus your spellcasting ability modifier. If it's undead, it's doubled. The creature's level plus my spellcasting modifier, which I believe my wisdom's plus 4. So it's plus 4, right? Okay. Great. All right, so that's my turn. All right, I'm happy with that decision. All my capital gains and all this illegal loot.
Yeah.
Batman's one thing, the IRS is no joke. 30. I thought you could. Oh, never mind. Oh, from your reaction attack. No, yeah. You don't want to go for the massive thing that's bloodied? Because it'll waste your actions. Alright, is it going to hit me so hard? No, I know, it's all good. Yeah.
Your blow not only wounds the creature, but also shatters its confidence.
I was almost at 18. I think he should actually take a full movement action to just walk next to Benny. I think that's the best idea. Why? Argyle's so innocent. He didn't do anything. He's just a guy. Okay. I assume it does. Wait, let me check. He is slowed and feared, right? No, he's sickened and feared, right? Yeah, my will DC is 25, so that hits. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Why is he only sickened one? Oh, I thought he critical failed. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Great, great, great. Okay, okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, see, they're both bloodied. Do your thing.
I'd say will, just because they seem nimble, at least the Manus.
Mock him. Mock him.
Oh, yeah. Does that go down at the start of my turn? Nah, it's worth a shot.
Alright. I'll strike the guy.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, wait. Before, so I'm still. I just want to send. Yeah. So I have this thing. You're flat. So what's the DC? If can I use this to change the DC? I assume yes, right? Or. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Oh. Removes the 20 to 10. Yeah. Great. Okay.
So is this a treat wounds roll or first? What is this? What roll do I make?
Oh, no, it's not. It's a stabilized bleeding. So it's 32. That was on yeah. Yeah.
I didn't do that. It's good thing I didn't do that, Johnny. He would have failed anyway. Okay, yeah. So, same thing. Skill, stop bleeding, this time on. Am I still frightened?
Okay, so that succeeds. And then I will. Yeah, wait. I still have one action, though. So I'm going to battle medicine, Johnny. Yeah. Because this is, I'm rolling the stop bleeding check, so I can't roll it for him. I have to. Okay. Oh, yeah, I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Who? Damn it. I forgot. I have a thing now that if something damages me with piercing or slashing that's weak to holy, it takes spirit damage. And I forgot on those things. Damn it. I'm going to go take a look at that amulet that was on this thing. May I do a religion? Great.
Where's religion on here?
I don't know, find out why this group's here or something about, like, what does this mean? The Sinister Six involved here. Okay. Pass these over to the bed. I'm going to spend 11 minutes if people could huddle around me, and I'm going to cast Sacred Ground, which is going to kick off, and then I will also treat wounds for another 10 minutes. So at the end of it, one person will get treat wounds, and then everyone will get Sacred Ground. I can fix that later. We have until the end of day, right? Mr. Benny. For Johnny. And everyone's going to get a plus 14. Yeah. In addition to the two healing rolls, everyone else gets an additional 14. Assuming we wait 22 minutes. All right, cool. Shall we go? That's on you guys. Would we be able to dump that fake scroll thing into a heart for energy, or is that a consumable? Okay, cool. Medical researcher, can I try to? Never mind. Never mind. Good. 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 I can wait a second. Okay. I can cast this spell. No, that I didn't take it because it was only 500 feet. Does this work? It's kind of vague. Is it? No, but that's Wayfinder. That's the Wayfinder one. That's what that one says. This one specifically says you and your allies gain it doesn't say anything about knowing the destination. The other spell does. Does it? Yeah, there's another spell that's called Wanderer's Guide. That's a different spell. And I use that to get us to the Strider in the first place, but this one's a different one. Yeah, but Watcher's Guide specifically says to your destiny. That's the only reason I didn't prepare it for this day. Because when we woke up, I was like, we don't know the way. Allowing you to intuit the best way forward, right? So no, like the. So it says it would intuit the best way forward and avoid potential obstacles. So. It would help me left or right. I thought forward was like forward to your goal. Can I change the spell since this isn't? Can I change my prepared? I didn't lead with it, guys. All right, I didn't lead with it. I was hoping for a lead. You guys don't have a lead. Yeah, which is why.
Yeah.
But unless no, it lets you intuit the best way forward. You said it doesn't show you the best way forward, but it literally says it lets you intuit. I understand that I can't just. No, it's and. It doesn't say two. It says and avoid. But I understand that a third level spell shouldn't just let us access to anything. I get it. But I think the wording shows that it should. But I understand it doesn't track. So I'm not going to fight it. Okay. I do too. Locate wouldn't have been a Should I swap my third level instead of show the way for locate? It's 500 feet, 10 minutes. I thought it was a long shot. Thank you. Okay. Well, a ribbon thing. Yeah. We go north, gentlemen. Is the direction like flat axis, or do I also have like if it's up or down? Okay. Do I think it's the upper flat path? Okay, so we gotta go left, guys. You can still fly. Do not like that. Let's go forward, gentlemen, to this floor room. Oh. I thought the spell only lasted 10 minutes, but that's the cast time. I just could just sustain it. That's much nicer. Great.
I will wrap some cloth around my face. I know it's not going to do much, but.
And do we. Where's the pointer going? Can you do a detect magic? Grab it. Is there anything else in the room that's magical? There are hearts. Do we bring the stank with us as we grab the pack?
Okay. Open the ticket. No, the ribbon.
Did we see anything that had that symbol on it? Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna say no to a check.
Yeah, or like, did we see like some door or anything? Yeah, 32.
Okay.
Well, tomorrow we can translate these. Should we go drop this off with the head honcho, or should we look for more magic items? I'm down to drop it off. I don't think there's anything else, but... We could go down the weird hallway. I do have this spell if we want to try to
We could ask. I don't know what to ask in the augury, though. Well, we're definitely going to be in danger. Should we ask if there's magic items in there? Because I think we either want magical items or some information about the Sinister Six or this voyage. So, like, one of those three things. I got some juice left. My big hitters are gone, but I fried those people, so that was cool.
Okay.
I was the only one who clicked the climb feature. And I did the worst, so it's bad luck. Well, the Sinister Six have been trying to emulate that. That's what we know of, right? So do you think this is connected to Grayson? Let's push forward. All right, plunge in. Yes. You see more than I see.
I didn't know bugs could paint. It's just Charlotte's Web. His biblically accurate Pathfinder. Yes. Space Boston. So we're gonna go forward. We look up, do we see spiders? Hey, why didn't you see this? It changes it for me. Definitely changes it for me. You know, it's Owl Mythica too. Anzu, like, touches part of the web, but Johnny's back flipping and cuts the string so it doesn't send vibrations through. I was going to turn and go. I don't know what ghoul is like from where you're from, but spiders are not bugs. They're arachnids. No, they're not.
Colloquially, yes, spiders are often called bugs. Scientifically, no, a spider is not a bug or an insect.
Yeah.
No, spider pain. Not good, guys. But that means we can kill another heart.
Spider heart, spider heart. We should... So, just a note. We made an agreement that we're going to pay... two different factions for each. I want to double check to see if they have those like modifiers that add plus two, because if they do, they're getting two pieces. They're getting plus twos. Yeah, but we could see from their if we look at their housing. Well, you can, I think. Can we look at other places on the Strider and see what upgrades they have? Yeah, so if Prime Meridian, we'd said we'd give them four. If they have that array, we're giving them two and they're getting the four, because that's four to them. But that's also if we can get two. If the smallest thing we can get is a three or a four, we still give them the four. Yeah. We're not giving that to our heart. They can take that. Wait for Necromancer. I feel like they're going to nerf the runesmith. Every time I've been reading it, I'm like, ah, it's going to get nerfed and nerfed. Ooh. That is fun. Oh, that'll be cool. Oh, one other fun ritual spell I wanted to show that we should use if we're going to turn into evil people. Army of Shadows. Cast time is 4 hours, but then you basically just like swarm a location within 1,000 foot with just an army of shadows that just snuff out all the light. I don't know why. Getting shallows. Is this a ritual? Oh. Yeah. Next level, I'm going to be taking a. I want to take the archetype for ritual caster. So if you see something, let me know. Ritualist dedication. I get two. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, so I get two rituals from one to two. And then at eighth level, which I'll be taking at eighth level, I will also get two more rituals with half my max rank. So that'll be four. So I can get up to four. So I have to be trained in the main thing. So I could take Butterfly Bender. I don't know if there's what other good ones are good. Reincarnate, probably. No, I can do that as a cleric. That's true. That's true. Rest Eternal. What the hell is that now? Yeah. I don't know when we'd use that. It's very fun, but yeah. So yeah. That would be fun. What do I do? No. Because if I have reincarnate, if someone dies that we like, they're coming back. They don't get to rest peacefully. They're coming back.
Yeah. There must be some weird. You guys, do you guys? Oh, what about? Yeah. Oh wait, quick question, Mike. What were you gonna say about the whale walls? Yeah. Oh. I think I wanted Rune Trap. Yes. I'm just gonna litter our fucking no, it's basically just from 5e, like when you can glyph warding, or you can just put a spell into a rune. Yeah, and I was gonna litter our base with runes. Yeah. That unseen custodians or heralds, what do those do? I can't cast those. I have to be trained in the primary check. But turns out oh, the other one too was secure siege weapons. Do you think we're gonna be making siege weapons? Do you think we have the means to make siege weapons? mortar? Yeah. What are siege engines that exist? What are what siege engines are there even? Yeah. A lot of these are probably banned. So, imagine. Imagine we've. Guess we should just make a bunch of mortars. Mortars, we make a courtyard, we fill it with mortars, and we just rain down. Oh. Okay. Speak more. That's crazy. We could get a mortar, and then we'll need three people loading it, and then it will do 5d10 slashing in a 20-foot burst. DC 21, and then we just bring a bunch of them. We need three people to load, two action manipulates, two action to aim. To action to launch. But if we have a team of four or five, we can get a bunch. So we just need like 20 people and we can have four going nonstop. So if we start recruiting other company, other hearts just for mortars. We first use the shadow army, they plunge them into darkness, then we just have a barrage every 6 seconds. They get it. Four different mortars. I think our next room should be a vault or fortification around the heart. I think that should be our next room that we add. And then we'll start stacking once we get level eights. We're gonna grease our walls, and then we're gonna start stacking a bunch of runes everywhere. No, there's different things to the runes. They could be a passphrase or just like some action. So we could have like different tiers of access and just tell like the new guys like, do not walk into this room. You guys do not walk into this room. What is this? So we gotta do that. No, that's why we have a separate vault room, which is next to the kitchen. And then what's also cool is I can put Divine Wrath as a spell, which should only affect enemies, which is nice. But it is weaker if they're not, like, unholy. But it's still something. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, adios, muchachos.